I think I know the original one I seen on CBS on YouTube. It's got like a couple thousand comments on it.
Oh yeah.
And thousands of likes, and it's amazing.
Like the line in Anchorman, you're kind of a big deal. If you've seen Anchorman.
Yeah, but I'm not that big. I'm thin, you know.
Are both of you guys from Cabot?
Yes.
Not originally. I've been down here since 2008.
Okay. And then for those that have not seen the video, go on Google, YouTube, type in Mr. Bill's Village. And the story is really about you walk about 5 miles one way to Walmart for years.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Christy sees you, gives you the first ride, and that has now inspired all these others that are giving rides. Is that right?
A lot of people did before.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. I started getting rides from neighbors and from people that used to live on my route walking to work.
Okay.
And eventually
they'd be going that way.
They'd start, and where are you headed? And I'd tell them, and then after a little bit, come on, I know where you're going. I'll give you a ride. And it came a time one of them took a picture of me, says, can I take a picture? And it ended up on Cabot Strong.
Okay.
On Facebook. And then people started talking on Cabot Strong. And she noticed that. She started giving me a ride a couple of years ago. She was one of those that gave me a ride.
Kind of just grew from there.
It did.
Yeah.
So when did you first start working at Walmart?
The first time I worked on second shift, roughly September, October 2013, I want to say, to April 2019. And that's when a lot of the people on my way there started giving me rides. And they knew figured out who I was. And then I ended up not working there for like a year and a half. And during that time, I ended up getting hit by a car on East Main Street here in Cabot.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I got some metal in my right shin.
You did a stunt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Basically.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't kill Frankenstein, you know.
Wow, he's already dead. That's the rumor.
But
Well, that's the Walmart that we've lived on the street for him, obviously, and shopped there. And I've always noticed that the crew of that Walmart is very tight-knit, very family-like.
There's a lot of good people in that store, yeah. Especially,
really?
Especially the ones that have been there for longer than a hot minute, you know. Yeah, there's overnight, daytime, everybody's, hi, how you doing, you know.
Yes, very friendly.
Oh, yeah.
I've even noticed over the years, you know, sad events, maybe you lost some coworker, that they'll have something dedicated to them up by all the red shirts. I mean, they're just really good people.
Yep.
What's your favorite thing about working at Walmart?
The people.
Being around them.
The people, sort of thing. I am a people person, so, yeah.
That whole thing has changed, you know, now that people order their groceries and there's people running through there bagging up stuff that for Walmart. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing has really changed over the last few years.
It's a little different. We're still busy, but we do have a strong online grocery business also. And people can order online and come in and there's associates that'll deliver it out to the car for you and whatnot. But we still see a lot of people inside the store too. The store I work at is one of the busiest in the market.
So, Christy, when you first saw the Facebook post, I guess, years ago, what was your thinking of we're going to do more with this?
Well, at first I was giving him a ride with my friend Connie. She would post about him as well as I would, and then it became to just clutter the Cabot Strong group. So we were like, okay, we all need to organize to get together. So that's how Mr. Bill's Village was born.
So it was turning like into Where's Waldo, I guess.
Exactly.
Were people posting spottings and
yes,
stuff?
Yes. One morning it was snow on the ground. It was recently when we actually had that snowstorm. And somebody was at work at Raven was at work at Arvest. And she was like, hey, Mr. Bill's out walking. I see him. So I actually got in my car and took off to him. By the time he had made it from Arvest all the way over to East Main. And it was 9 degrees, snow on the ground. And he was just trucking along, going to make it back home. But we got him situated.
That's awesome. And if you're walking 5 miles one way to work, 5 miles home, I don't know how many steps you're getting in on a shift. How many miles a week are you walking? This is just unbelievable.
Even without walking back and forth to work, I'm walking 15, 16 miles a night just at work.
So you add in at least 10 to get there and back.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I do what I got to do, you know. God gave me two legs for a reason. I might as well use them now.
And you don't call in and use sick days or any of that. No. It doesn't matter the weather. You're going to be there.
Yeah. Weather don't bother me.
That is fantastic.
I'm originally from Massachusetts. There ain't nothing you can throw at me down here in the winter I ain't seen up there.
What was it growing up that instilled that work ethic?
I can't really say. I don't think some things in the way I am, I don't think are learned. I think it's just the way I came programmed.
Now, the thing that come out in the CBS story that I want to ask you about is you're now legally blind. Has that always been the case?
There was a time, I want to say 25, close to 30 years ago, that I was able to drive. I was born with bad eyes. And they got worse over the years. And between 25 and 30 years ago, my eyes got too bad. I couldn't pass the eye test anymore for the license. So then I started riding a bike and walking around everywhere and been doing that same thing ever since. 2008, when I moved down here, I applied for disability. I've been on disability since January 2009. And I work part-time at Walmart overnight maintenance.
And you've been hit by a car once or twice?
Once. And then once when I was working there before, I was riding a mountain bike home around midnight a little bit after. Ended up crossing East Main Street, rode the mountain bike into a ditch and broke my hip.
I'm guessing that's because you cannot see very well.
Yeah, and at night it's a little bit worse.
It's a challenge.
Yes. Yeah. You just learn to deal with it and just do what you can, you know. Don't let it win.
I'm an Air Jordan guy, and I wouldn't want to wear Air Jordans for all these 16 miles a day or whatnot. What shoes have you found to be the most comfortable and the best for all this trekking?
So far, seems to be the Skechers I'm wearing now.
We need to get Skechers to sponsor Mr. Bill. I see you in Skechers shirts everywhere you go, and this could be a thing. We're talking with Mr. Bill of Mr. Bill's Village. Of course, he works overnight at Walmart in Cabot and was recently featured on the CBS Evening News, and Christy Conrad, who was also in the story. Now I want to know, how did CBS News find out about this? How did this become this big national story?
Craig O'Neill ended up making us Arkansans of the Day. And then I believe a reporter named Sarah Habakowicz ended up sending that over to Steve because she used to be an intern for him. So that is how Steve Hartman got a hold of the story. And then it is just kind of blown up from there.
It's who you know, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Craig O'Neill is just the greatest guy.
He's so sweet.
Oh, he's been one of my heroes just forever. Craig O'Neill. So he kind of initiated the thing inadvertently that led to this. And, Steve from the CBS News, did he come here?
Is that right?
What was he like?
He was here. He was really nice.
Him and his crew were so nice. They were very welcoming.
Was this a one day thing? How long did it take to shoot everything they wanted to do?
They were here pretty much most of Monday, and Steve was here probably half of Tuesday, I think, maybe a little bit more, and his producer and the camera crew stayed till 8-ish.
Really?
Yeah.
It was about 2 days.
Of shooting mm-hmm. and all. Yeah, so there probably was a lot of stuff that doesn't end up in the story.
Oh, yes, most definitely. There was a lot of people that we were trying to gather around to get interviews of other people that were part of the village before and during. There was a lot of filming that go in. That was pretty cool to see, huh, Bill?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of wonderful people in this world, you know, all over the place. And
There is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think including in that group, obviously, is it Chris Puckett? The yes. Puckett Auto Group yep. over in Greenbrier. Yep.
That's the right guy. There
and
you
so
go.
Tell us how he caught on to this and what he did for you guys.
His sales manager, Brandon Williams, was one of my first customers with a little errand business that I did in town. And he had known my struggles of my vehicle that had just broke down. So once he caught on with giving Bill rides and things of that nature, he, I guess, decided to talk with Chris about donating a vehicle, and they surprised us during the interview with Steve Hartman on the road. So that was pretty cool.
And that's what, so the footage is all when he actually, the Puckett folks actually presented you the it's a van or SUV. What do you got there?
A 2015 Honda Odyssey Touring Edition.
Well,
that's pretty nice.
There you go.
Heated seats.
Well, Mr. Bill's got to have heated seats. A big star like this, you're going to bring him to Walmart, not have heated seats? I mean, come on, right?
It's got a sunroof, too, so I can stick my hands up in the air when she speeds over them speed bumps, you know, like the roller coaster.
Well, I'm hoping in the Cabot Parade, right, you just poke up through the sunroof there and wave at everybody. Hey, there you go. That could happen. Well, that's so great that, you know, the Puckett folks, and shout out to them, Puckett Auto Group, that gave you the Honda. Mm-hmm. And then tell me about the people. I want to know about the messages or emails. I bet you've heard from people all over the world since this thing has aired.
Yes, it is so awesome. It's been from everywhere.
I've seen posts from Italy, from Norway, from Panama, a lot
United
from Canada,
Kingdom.
All over the United States, from California to Maine and New Hampshire, and yeah.
Hazard County. Okay, that's fiction. But you never know.
Well, they're from everywhere. There's a lot of people on there.
Daisy can hit me up anytime.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, no doubt. So I'm thinking that, you know, because my experience with people like Tommy Norman and people that go viral, they end up getting all this stuff in the mail. Are people trying to send you shoes because you wear out shoes or shirts or Nike wanting to put you in joggers or what's going on with that? I'm certain that's happened.
That I think she can tell you more because she's more the one most dealing with the village more than me.
There has been people that have just individuals, not businesses yet, that have wanted to donate. But so many amazing people have wanted to donate. Some people around here have given him shoes. There's a Puckett Auto Group has opened up their address to be a donation spot. So if people wanted to send packages of that nature.
623 Highway 65 North in Greenbrier, 72058.
That sounds
right.
If you
want Sarah, send a care package or something to that effect. Now, but I've also noticed on the website, though, like Mean Pig feeding barbecue and stuff. Tell me about local businesses that have participated in this.
Nini's Dishes is a place in Cabot. She's got great food. She's got some heat and eats that he loves. People have been able to call up there and get some gift certificates for him so he can come by and just pick up meals. Pea Farm Bistro's done the same thing. The Mean Pig has now offered to get him a board, and I like to call it Meals for Bill.
I like that.
And it's pretty cool because this is kind of led on to where now they're going to be doing a community board to where they'll have a board for the community coming up. of people in need of meals, they could just bring a ticket up there. So not only just for Bill, but for the community too.
And they're all really, really good too.
It's amazing what you guys have inspired with this. You know, it just grows and grows. And I'm guessing there are Mr. Bills in other countries, other cities. Have you connected with, I mean, obviously, there is such a thing.
I have gotten a couple messages from people that say that they're going through the same things in their towns and that they had hoped that they would get picked up, per se. So I hope it inspires.
And I have noticed a few comments from people on some of the posts where what Christy did has inspired them to also volunteer in the community to live in and try and do something to help others also, which I hope continues even after the celebrity of all that's going on dies off in the future.
Mm-hmm. I think it will, for sure.
And I just hope that everybody still keeps doing the right, doing, you know, good for others and trying to make someone smile every day, even if they don't know they need it.
Definitely.
You know? I think you get put in spots to where you're always going to be in a moment. As long as you have your eyes open, looking around, being willing to help, there's something around to help out.
I had seen where Puckett initially was going to give Mr. Bill here the car and just had no idea he was legally blind. And then that worked out well, didn't it?
Right. He's got a driver.
Yeah, absolutely. He's getting chauffeured around.
Yeah, I'll just end up sitting in the back watching the TV, you know, hooking up the video game maybe someday.
You're going to be a passenger princess.
We get you one of those Teslas that just drives itself around.
Right.
You know, there you go. Just, hey, take me to Walmart.
That would be a good Tesla. Yeah, we need you. Bill could get a car.
That would fix the thing.
We're getting closer to them Total Recall days, you know.
I know. Tell me about it. Tell me where people can go, the different Facebook groups and websites or that follow all. People can follow Mr. Bill and his adventures, maybe donate or get involved.
We have Mr. Bill's Village on Facebook. You could obviously go to Mean Pig, Nene's Dishes, Pea Farm, Puckett Auto Group. All of those will have a way of getting in contact to Mr. Bill also through there.
How many drivers you got volunteering right now that's making this happen? Quite a few?
I've heard reports that some people kind of playfully argue about who's going to give me a ride this day or that day. And yeah.
There has been many times where, well, I was going to get to him. Did you not see my comment first?
What's some of the coolest cars you've gotten rides in so far?
Let's see. I've been for a ride in a Hellcat.
My goodness.
1961 Cadillac Fleetwood, four-door, mint condition. 67 El Camino 396. I think a 68 or 69 Jeep CJ7.
Wow.
Mid-60s, I want to say Le Mans or GTO convertible, black with a black and white interior, almost new Mustang convertible.
Oh, wow.
2009 Corvette convertible, yellow. There's quite a few.
I bet I could arrange a ride in the General Lee, but you got to climb into the windows.
I got no problem with that. I don't know if Christy can get her leg up that high, though.
Oh, we could try. Thank you guys so much for being on Gwatney Unplugged. Hope you have you back on again one of these days.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
You know, it's been an experience.